making a difference in the community. This is Kelly Hill, Jijun Head on Gowanna's executive director, and today we're highlighting their fundraising campaign in an effort to build their own Mohawk Language and Culture Center. Kelly, thank you very much for joining me. Can we start off with you telling me a bit of the background on the Language Center and sort of the future of this build?
All right, so we are in the process of building our Guntege Language and Cultural Center. We've never had a purpose-built cultural center in our community previously, so it's very exciting. The purpose really is to preserve, revitalize, bring prestige to who we are as Indigenous people. So Ungwahuwe Neha is the ways of our ways of being in the world, and that's really what this building is all about. Dedicated to enhancing like learning experiences of people from the community, but also people outside of the community.
And so can you tell me, touch on a little bit, sort of mentioned why this fundraising is so important and how the community will really benefit the fundraising efforts going towards this new building?
So within the cultural center, we will be operating our school-age programs. We also have some adult language programming. So all the members of our community have, you know, the opportunity to use this building, you know, to learn about who we are through language and cultural teachings, to have their children enrolled in our programs, or to also enroll themselves to learn more about our language and learn the language, learn to speak. And so fundraising for our building is really important because we've had a couple of quotes. We do have architects hired. Brooke McElroy's Indigenous design team is our architect. We started the process in 2019. So as you can imagine, through COVID, prices of everything has really increased drastically. So fundraising also will bring ownership to the community as helping out with the build of this very important building in our community.
And so can you touch on a bit some of the fundraising that has taken place since 2019 and sort of, if you can, how much money has been raised and maybe how much still to go towards this building?
So we've been doing a lot of fundraising over the last several years, and we've had so much support from the surrounding communities. We've got a great relationship with Prince Edward County. Macaulay Museums has done some fundraising there. Base 31 also. We've had people reach out with art shows, so proceeds from art shows, Wellington Duke's hockey game, Belleville Senators hockey game. Richard Sager of Sager Pellets has been extremely excited and helpful with his fundraising efforts, and he's from our community as well. He operates at Every Child Matters charity, I believe is the name. Also within the community, we do annual fundraising events. We have a heart cookies in February. We sell cookies. We do an online auction at Christmas time. TTO has a fundraising committee that has taken on the role of pulling a lot of the community-based fundraising efforts together. And so I'm really grateful for them and the work that they do. I'm not really sure of our goal of fundraising. We're saying at this point, we want to raise around $2 million to help. And that is if we are successful with a major grant we have out right now that we're waiting to hear back from. So it's difficult to say at this point how much fundraising we will need to do, but that's kind of the figure that we're working towards.
And now I'll ask if you can sort of highlight potentially any future fundraisers coming up that the community can take part in, and also maybe sort of the future of the fundraising, the future of this build.
So the future of fundraising, I think, has a lot to do with our fundraising committee. I know they had received this a sailing package from a gentleman, I believe, in the county. And so that's a future fundraiser. We'll be selling tickets where you can win this trip out on the bay, I believe, to do some sailing. In the month of May, we're doing a Gustoa sale. So that is one of our annual fundraisers. And it's similar to like when you go to a grocery store and you can buy like the heart maybe or the daffodil. I can't remember. I know that they do those types of things. So a Gustoa is it's our traditional headdress that we wear. And so it's a little picture of a Gustoa, and people can buy them for like $2. And the local stores throughout our community will, you know, put your name on it and put it up on the wall. And so that's been a really good fundraiser for us as well. And it really gives ownership, as I've said, to the community to be helpful in contributing, you know, in a small way, but it all adds up in the end.
Listen to the rest of our fundraisers now at napanytoday.ca.